Hello out there, I am Dabs and this is my podcast. Have a wild time. It's 6 a.m. in the morning. The alarm clock is buzzing and you are thinking to yourself, what is the point in getting up this early for work? For some of us, the motivation is simply the desire to shut off the clock that is vibrating off the nightstand. Another motivation could be the opportunity to earn some money. But for others, it's an internal alarm clock that motivates a person to make the best of his or her day. Trolling down memory lane. The alarm buzz comes with a lot of discomfort. This discomfort took me to the point where I really had to change my life totally. Right now, I have changed a lot of things about my life. I don't have to wake up with any alarm whatsoever. Yes, there's something that fires me off my bed every day. I can barely have 4 hours of sleep. Certainly, everyone wants to succeed in this world. Everyone wants to have a purpose, to be at the top of the corporate ladder, to be the best he or she can be in a given area. But why do some people succeed in doing some things while others do not? Personally, I feel the answer is self-motivation. There are several factors that contribute to self-motivation. To me, I think they include self-esteem, the desire to succeed, willpower, the mental stability of a man, the family, life goals, daily activities, passion. All these factors will directly affect success in a career, in academics, in playing sports, in marriage or parenting or whatsoever. Whether you desire the highest position possible at your job or graduating with a 4.0 grade point average, you need self-motivation to do this. Self-motivation drives an athlete to score the winning goal, just the same way it drives a parent to be a good role model for a child. Have you ever watched Cristiano Ronaldo play football? Or you've always watched Lionel Messi play football? You see, what makes these two guys very unique is that they deliver when it matters most. Have you wondered what it takes for them to always find that winning goal that their team always need to succeed? To me, it's a lot about self-motivation, not even skills. Family can self-motivate an individual to be successful. The working spouse self-motivates himself or herself simply by worrying whether or not the family is taken care of financially. The working spouse will most likely want to earn a high paycheck and at the end provide for the family. Children often idolize their parents and many times will mimic what they see their parents doing. In the end, self-motivation is passed from one generation to the next. It is an important role in family affairs. I understood this more clearly when I read that book, The Rich Dad and the Poor Dad. Reading that book sort of exposes me to the role family and parenting plays in the growth and in the future of children in the house. And here you can see almost the same thing play out. Robert Kiyosaki did a good job in that book trying to give us a balanced view of the role family, a father can play in the upbringing of a child. If you have not read that book, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, then you should grab that book. To me, I call that book a must read for every man. Another factor that cannot be overemphasized is passion. What drives a man from within to do what he set out to do is very key to succeeding or failing. Your level of passion for your work is a parameter whether you can be the best at your work. Passion fuels desire. It empowers the will to provide necessary needed motivation to succeed. You are already disadvantaged if you compete at what you do not have passion for. During my college days, I struggled with my course of study because I didn't have passion for what I was studying. And yet there were people who loved this thing so much, who loved every bit of this thing. And I had to compete with them to have good grades. It was like hell. It was so difficult. I needed to create the passion. I needed to fall in love with what I was studying before I could be able to get something good as a grade for myself. Working on myself, working on my passion helped me to really self-motivate myself to succeed far back then in school. So passion is very important. If you do not have passion for what you do, it's almost impossible for you to be able to compete and be the best amongst others in what you do. Lastly, self-motivation is driven by daily goals. I mean, our basic daily routines such as losing weight or learning how to play a sport, the simple daily pleasure of waking up to see the sunshine, to hear the birds sing, and to even listen to the rain are all pleasures which can self-motivate a person to wake up in the morning. Now, here is my question. How self-motivating are you? What really motivates you? I need you to reflect on this and be sincere to yourself. Only then, I believe, you can find your way to self-motivation. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you had a nice time. To get to know more about me and what I do, then visit my diary, dabsdiary.com. My diary gives you full access into my life and exactly what I do. You get access beyond just my podcast to even my blog, my video log, and also every means of my expression to just relate with people and help people as I can. Thank you so much. Loads of love from me. I am Dabs.